All right, we're starting it off.
All right.
Episode 5.
Episode 5.
Here with Ethan Cook. Somehow I wrangled him from traveling all around the world to my front porch. And it's one of the warmest days in Salt Lake so far this spring. And we have a special guest here as well, Lupe Haggerty.
Hello.
OG legend right here. Me on at the beginning of the times. These two right here.
That is like
we could talk about that.
The synchronicity of like me coming to pick up skis and then you're doing the pod with him. And like, dude, that kind of was your introduction into the scene. Like,
Other than Tampa Champions.
Yeah.
I know you knew some guys from there.
But like, I didn't really do anything.
No, but you were like homies with Evan and them before. Like, yeah. I just remember you coming back and saying shit.
Dude, it was wild. Like, we literally, like, were hitting that spot at Ryan's, like, high school,
middle school.
Yeah, the roof to wall, and, like, Ryan was like, yeah, dude, like, I think I got this homie to come, like, shoot some sick photos or whatever, and you, like, pulled up super early, and, like, Tom and AJ were there, too, and, yeah, it was, like, quite the scene for you to just, like, step into, and you're like, all right, like, what's up, guys? Shot some photos, and then we're like, yo, we're gonna drive to where are we going? We're going like 8 hours to New Hampshire after going from Salt Lake all the way
to Pennsylvania. We were there for 24
hours.
Yeah,
there for like 24 hours. And then, yeah, Ethan's like, we're like, yo, Ethan, you want to join us? And he's like, yeah, I'm down. And like, literally, like, was still in high school and just like told his parents. Dude, literally bailed the, like, it was Christmas Day. Yeah. We left and you left your family on Christmas Day to come and like shoot photos for the Real Ski and like help film Second Angle.
How was that drive to New Hampshire with Kyle?
Oh, yeah. I told my parents that I was driving with Kyle, but I just drove alone. And
how old were you then?
16.
16.
Yeah, 16. You guys were like, yeah, come meet us. I drove up there. It's like rolling at like 3 a.m. or something, and it all worked out. And then we woke up and went and shoveled that big wall.
Dude, that was so crazy. Like, it was such a rogue send to that spot. And I'd, like, never seen it in person. But I was, like, huge rail to tranny. Like, it's, like, perfect for a real ski. And was, like, so stoked on it. And then kind of got there. And we saw it the night before you pulled up. And I just, like, saw it at night.
Yeah.
With no landing, no snow anywhere. And I was just like, what did I get myself into? And then we, like, pulled up there the next day and... Yeah, like, the first spot on the trip you helped us with was, like, what, like, 5-hour build plus? Like,
build. Maybe still one of the biggest I've done. I'm, like, doing the pusher, and it's bigger than me, and Barrick's like, dude, you're, like, you're so dumb, like, you don't even know what you're doing.
Dude, that was so epic. It's crazy, you're 16, and literally you're just like, yeah, dude, like, I'm coming to film with you guys, and, like, your parents are down, and... You just sent
the whole time telling them, I'm with Kyle.
They're like, hell yeah, how's Kyle? Like, he must miss his family too. I'm like, oh yeah, like, he's good. We just got, like, dinner. Like, totally didn't.
Weren't we in, we ended up in New York too.
Were you with us in New York?
No.
We went to Buffalo.
Yeah, we went to Buffalo and, like, saw Niagara Falls and, like, all that crazy.
Yeah, and that was my first time to Buffalo. And then I went back there with Henrik because we hit that rail.
Oh, word,
that
word.
We hit that. Or
the same one I hit.
Yeah,
you hit the same one
you hit from the ledge.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, yeah, on the other side of the building where the quad kink line is.
Because we went to, like, originally hit the quad kink line, but it's gone now.
Really?
All those rails
no
are gone.
No way.
Yeah. Damn. You might be one of the last people to hit.
It's so crazy when that happens, dude. You show up like, dude.
It was elusive, wasn't it? What you got on it?
Yeah, unnatural elusive.
Damn.
But dude, I literally, there's this like super old rail in Connecticut, and there's this like new schooler's like viral video. It's called like Jamal the Urban Coach. And it's like an old new intel edit, and like, it's like this perfect like long thick down rail, and Will Wesson's like done a bunch of gnarly tricks on it. I hit it a few times, and like a bunch of other people have hit it. It's kind of like a classic CT spot. But I went back 2 years ago to like go look at it and like kind of do like an interview for my documentary there.
Uh-huh.
And literally the rail was gone, and I was just like, damn, like, it's so crazy when that happens, just spot deleted, like.
Yeah. Same with here, that long down rail, the skyline rail that Gucci hit and Kyle hit, like, 2 years ago, it's just gone. Yeah. Like, I went back and it,
is that Gucci the doesn't, like, way, like, the
arms? Yeah.
Because there was construction right at the top of that. Yeah. So like, oh.
And then they just got rid of it. But that's such, like, a big stair set and rail that just, like, demolished. Yeah.
It was kind of in, like, a, it was, like, tucked away, too. Yeah. It was, like, in a weird little
trail and, like, by the school.
Damn. So, yeah, X Games real skis. E Cook's big break, and then he just soared from there, screaming eagle.
Something.
Now, what other projects? What was in, like, after that, you kind of just, like, obviously stayed in touch with Owen, because Owen was calling you intern that whole trip.
Dude, I forgot. Yeah, we were calling E Cook's intern. That was fucking hilarious.
We were dogging on him pretty hard.
Yeah, we were at my sister's house on Christmas. Oh my god, I can't believe I forgot that. Yeah, we were staying at my sister's house Christmas morning in Connecticut. And my sister's like, who's the intern or whatever? I was like, no, he's just younger. It's just like a joke. But it was just like, I think even my sister was like joking around saying that and shit. That was fucking hilarious. I completely forgot about that.
Dude, real ski intern.
Yeah,
real ski intern. So.
That's a sick one to put on the resume.
Yeah. Hopefully they just bring real ski back so I can try and win it.
Yo, there you go.
Get that goal, baby.
There you go.
Yes.
There's rumors.
There's been rumors for years. Last year, Henrik was here, and he was like, Rashino, like, if real ski comes back, like, we could make a sick video, I think. I'm like, yeah, for sure, we could.
But for real, though, I'm sure everybody's asking, even us, the people who grew up with you at Round Top, are asking, what's it like to film with Henrik?
Sick. It's exactly like how he is in the videos.
Full
that's,
on?
That's his true self, yeah.
What was your first? Didn't you have an insane shoot recently where you were, like, heading over there and it was, like, a crunched window and then your bag didn't show up and all this craziness?
Yeah. It was my first time linking with the Armada team for their team shoot in Sweden. And I was just traveling alone, just first time out of the country. Pretty wild. Show up to the airport, they're like, yeah, your vaccine card isn't valid, you need a COVID test. Had to get that. It, like, was super expensive because it was like an ultra rapid, like, airport test.
Yeah, like instant or whatever.
Yeah, and then got that, then missed my connection in Paris. So, but then it was sick. Went to the Eiffel Tower just by myself at like 17, just like Ubered it into Paris and then went to the Eiffel Tower and ate dinner and then went back to the airport, got on my plane, bag didn't show up, and then since I missed my flight, then I missed the shuttle to Klappen because it's like a 3-hour travel from Stockholm to where you ski, and then they're like, oh, just get on the train, it's super easy. I got on the train and, like, it just stops, like, 20 minutes in. And it's the, it, like, I couldn't understand what was going on because language barrier. But I, like, checked snap maps of where I was. And it was just, like, Sweden fire or something. And I clicked and it's just, like, it looks like Call of Duty. And it's,
oh, it's, like, Jesus.
It was the biggest fire in Sweden history.
No way.
Right next to the train tracks. And it stopped the train for 5 hours. So then I couldn't even take the train all the way to where I had to go. So then I had to get on a bus. That only took me so far. And then I had to take a taxi. And then didn't have anything. None of my bags made it to that point. So. And then I was like 2 days late and only spent 3 days like clapping.
Gotcha.
And it was all that for 3 days in Europe and flew right back.
Oh my god.
That is so brutal.
Fun shoot though?
Yeah, legendary one. Met Danny B and Henrik and B-Dog and then got to go to Hood all summer with B-Dog that summer and met Sammy C and the whole team. The whole team was there, so.
So worth the 3 days of travel?
Yeah, for sure. And it was a sick moment. So.
How wild is it growing up in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, and then doing that type of traveling in countries that you can't speak the first language?
It's wild because, you know, I grew up as a Grom to Ryan Barrick and Derek Simpson, and they're, you know, smoking weed, doing dog pills, whatever. You know, whatever. Like, I see these kids and I'm like, yo, like, they're sick. But look, now we're just chilling on the porch. Same as we always were. But, no, it's crazy growing up in such a different landscape than where I am now, so.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. You want to get into the contest thing?
Yeah. How do you want to ask it?
Dude, we're plugging it, basically. We're going to talk about it the next little bit. But, like, where did it come about? Like, was it already some sort of date set, or did you set this whole thing up? Because the post you made on Instagram,
yep,
the very last slide made it look really official. It looked like there was a whole website about it. So what?
Yeah, so right now it is Wednesday, March 20th, and I thought about this idea on Friday of last week.
Nice.
And then built the website on Saturday.
Nice.
Sat there all anxious on Sunday because I couldn't call anyone but needed all this money. And then Monday and Tuesday got all the money together. And yeah, now I'm able to have a video contest this spring. It's a 2 to 4 minute video contest. North America, you gotta have 3 people at least. It's just good.
3 skiers, right?
Riders.
3 riders.
Snowboarders can do it too. Just trying to get everyone out there and involved with their homies, so.
But yeah. Just a sick lifestyle, hardcore edit.
Yeah, and trying to get people out of the park a little, explore the mountain, and find creative ways to ski the hill. And
so, yeah, I saw that you said outside of the park is judged higher.
Yeah, because I feel like there's so much at these resorts people film at that doesn't always get captured or seen.
True. And then who's the judges, dude? I saw a crazy lineup of are you just throwing people in there?
No. Yeah, so calling up some of my friends.
Big dogs.
We got OSAP, the filmer of Magma, and Lupe's Real Ski, and he's done a bunch of projects. He just started Browser Magazine.
You shouldn't be listening to this podcast if you don't know who Owen is.
or go listen to his episode. I'm not listening to this.
Very true.
And then got Gavin Rudy, who did a bunch of the Strictly films.
Sick.
And, yeah, he's a great skier himself. And then, we got Brady Perrin. That's a big judge. And, he films so much. He's won Real Ski twice for filming. And, yeah, he films all the best projects right now.
Ideally, if you were just, I mean, obviously there's no submissions or anything yet, but ideally, what do you want to see when it comes to these submissions? Do you want to see, like, as little park clips as possible?
I want to see people go fast. I want to see people eat it. I want to see people gap literally like as big as you can go. And
dang, we need
I want to see style. You know, I don't really care for your triple corks. It might do well in the best trick category, but in the e-cook category, I don't know.
It's a no for me, dog.
It's a no for me, dog.
Yo, I got a piece, boys. Super good to talk with you. Thanks for letting me have a little cameo on this.
Yes, sir. It's good to reminisce about all that.
Hell yeah. Yo, if you don't do the contest, you're blowing it.
Yeah.
Get it going, y'all.
Let's go.
Peace, Boopa.
Peace, boys.
Peace.
Yo, thank you for doing the skis.
Yeah, I got you.
You're the man.
Anytime. Wow, the sunset.
Unreal. We are looking at a grade A sunset out here. If I had my panel of judges out here, they'd really like this one.
This is what you want to see.
Yeah, it's been sick living in the house recently.
Yep. When I met Ryan Barrick, I was blown away by his RV.
He pulled up to Round Top in a
super sketchy RV.
Who's the guy who makes meth in Breaking Bad?
That is,
come on.
I want to say Oppenheimer, Pinkman. But it's not. Yeah, it's Jesse Pinkman
and yeah, whatever.
Heisenberg.
Yeah, those two together. Yeah, Ryan Barrick had their RV. He found it in Mexico. All right, let's get back to it. Let me go back into the details.
So
those are the film judges, and then the ski judges are Alex Hall, who's an Olympian,
big dog,
gold medalist, won real ski, films lots of segments, films Magma, he's done it all. And then we got Nico Portius, who's
hype dog,
one of the best bike skiers in the world, if not the best,
and hype dog,
Olympic gold medalist as well. And then we got Cole Richardson, big backcountry skier, big mountain skier. He's got a bunch of projects out with Arc'teryx and Head Free Ski. Yeah, he's a great guy. And then last but not least, we got Quinn Wolferman. We got Quinn Wolferman, who's he's our style and
Fate coordinator
and model and fake coordinator judge. And then last but not least, we have Taylor Lundquist.
Oh, holding sick.
It down for the women.
Sick. Taylor's a G.
Yep. And as I mentioned, we got the best trick category, and there's going to be a men and women's best trick. So, ladies, get out there, get fucked,
submit a video.
Yeah, submit a video or be in a video. And win some money.
Find your two best friends, and you can split $1,000 three ways.
Yep.
That's $333.
Ryan Barrett's always thinking about the three ways.
Oh my god. Dude, I have a girlfriend now. We haven't been around.
No way.
Yeah, I do.
You have a girlfriend?
Yeah, we can talk about that later.
Okay. yeah, so $1,000 first prize for the best video, judged by the panel. And then $250 for each gender best trick. And then once I have this event to premiere the video is on April 12th. All the videos are going to go live on everyone's personal channel, but you can find all of them on browser. And they'll be open for public voting for 4 days, and you can vote once a day for your favorite video. And then the winner of that will get people's choice. And yeah, hopefully come up with another good amount of money for that winner. So
sick,
stay
dude.
Tuned for that.
Sick, man. This is a sick contest. I'm glad you're putting it on, honestly.
So
it's kind of a crazy thing that you thought about this last Friday and you just
did it.
Just made a website and went for it.
Yeah, and got the right judges, got the money, got the hype.
Who was your first call that you made?
First call.
When it came to money.
Money. First call.
Or did you call anybody to, like, ask, like, I don't know. Who was the first person you called when you had questions about this?
I was talking to Taz a lot about this.
Word.
Then I talked to probably Jed about it.
Nice.
And then I was like, all right, like, it's coming together. Let's go back to Friday. Friday. Oh, you know who really, really was hyped on it? OSAP. I talked to him about it for like an hour. And then...
That's because Owen's such a dog. Oh, we got Jeff pulling up. Jeff. Speakers are about to get blown out here.
But yeah, and then...
No, you're going to have to stop. Yeah, so one of the sickest things about me having a house is the guy in my basement runs the 9 to 9 rides, so you can already hear his music.
Yeah, Jeff.
I'm vanilla, baby. I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby. She's 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in the train like still a baby.
Wow. Yeah, she lives in my basement.
Yeah, sometimes when we throw parties, he just brings his speakers out.
Yeah.
Did you just get back from being somewhere?
Yep.
Where were you?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I just got back from a 3-month trip, actually.
Yeah, where were you?
I went out to Europe, to Austria with Danny B to start filming for this Armada team movie, 2-year project. And then from there, we went to X Games,
which I saw you at briefly.
And Danny skied super well there and got on the podium for Big Air. And then we went to Quebec and went to Montreal for 3 weeks filming for the Capiche 2-year movie. And then I went on Disco Line tour and went to Whistler and Mexico and went to spring break and it was lit.
What?
Yeah. And
I
then,
did not know about any of this.
And then flew back to Quebec, filmed the Hazard movie, and then
the whole thing.
Well, they had been filming, but I only got to get with them for a week. Gotcha. But in that week, I filmed all their enders. I just pulled up and was like, boys,
we need
all the enders. Let's go. So that project's going to come out in the fall. It's going to be super fire.
Sick.
And then
the Hazard crew's dope.
Yep. Bunch of boys. Bunch of underrated, in my opinion, boys.
Oh, yeah.
And then I went to Whistler for a week. Snowed 4 feet, got to link with Skier Cole, filmed a head project, and got to link with some sick kids he's putting on, and super young and inspiring, and it was sick.
Sick, dude. Was that your first time in Whistler?
Other than in the summer, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I camped with Chicken. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Dang, yeah, Whistler's a crazy place, dude.
Insane.
Crazy.
My girlfriend lives there.
Oh, you have
She's
a girlfriend?
From there.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, I remember called you, like, week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and you're like, yeah, my girl. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. I got it together right now.
Nice, dude. Yeah, because what, I saw you after X Games down in Denver, and we had a cool little heart-to-heart.
Oh, yeah. I have heart-to-heart with everyone in skiing.
That's true.
But, no, yeah, I think that's a...
Life's been good?
Life's been great.
Ski contest is on the way.
Yeah.
Are you around here for a while now?
Yeah, I'm gonna head out to Ghibli Tahoe on.
Oh shit! Yeah, I might go to that.
Yeah, you should.
I might go do some interviews for
That'd be
Two
awesome.
Blanker.
Yeah, dude, my 21st birthday is going down.
No way!
Yeah,
all right.
You have to come.
I'm coming. Fuck.
The due date for the videos is on my birthday.
Gotcha.
April 8th.
Gotcha.
So, ladies and gentlemen, go out, start filming. Get your squad together, film a video, win money. Let's go. Come
yeah,
on.
For E-Cook's birthday, you must submit a video.
Yes, come on. Give me infinite submissions.
Let's go, dude.
Yeah.
Damn. You got anything else you want to talk about? I mean, Hazard's coming out with a movie. Your ski contest is happening recently. You got an Armada shoot coming out probably this fall or
No, it's
this
2-year.
Summer. Oh, it's a 2-year.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, all right.
2-year, two. 2-year team movie, big project in the works there.
Damn.
No, just want to give a shout out to my community of people. You know, they're sick this past year, and I'm hyped to call everyone my homie and hyped to be friends with Ryan Barrick. He put me on in the OG days, as we discussed. You know, and sitting here at his house and Derek Simpson's house, that's real refreshing. So.
The gang is up.
Yeah, the gang is up. I never seen Barrick so good. He's in a house. He has a job. He is interviewing people. He's going to all these ski events. He met Eileen Gu.
Like, oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
The superstar.
Yeah. And he looked healthy.
I looked healthy. When don't I look healthy, bro? I have cut back on my weed smoking quite a bit.
Yeah. When I met you, you were not totally different person, but you were like maxed out Ryan Barrett.
Nah, dude, we've all grown up. You've grown up a lot. You're freaking taller than me now. It's wild.
Yeah. Shout out Matt Stanball.
All the OGs.
Unfollowed me on Instagram. But but he's still a legend, and he like taught me a lot. And
he plugged us all, dude. He
plugged us all. Put up good parks when we were young.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a personal unfollow. I think it was just
a business unfollow.
Probably. I post a little too much edgy content.
Yeah. What is it? Your Instagram still deleted, isn't it?
No, got back on it today. Yeah.
How does that work? Do you just suspend your account, or you just...
Yeah, you can deactivate it.
So then when you activate it, all the picture, everything comes back up?
Yeah.
Oh,
but like when you deactivate it, it looks like, if you were to look at it, it looks like I blocked you, like you can't even find it.
Yeah.
And I deactivated it for like 4 months, so back on today.
Mental health break.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know. I'm only going to have it on the computer. I don't really like scrolling on there.
You and Owen have the same kind of belief on Instagram.
Yeah, it's all whack. YouTube's the truth.
That's true, that's true.
Well, sick, dude. We'll have to run another one when, maybe after the contest, see how it goes.
Yeah.
Announce the winner. Obviously you're going to announce the winner on the website.
Will you come to the event?
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude.
April 12th?
Yeah, I'm around.
Come do some interviews.
Let's do it.
Yeah. I'm for real. Come interview me. I'll tell you who won.
How sober are you going to be?
I'm probably pretty drunk. I tend to do this on the weekends.
You know? No, you're going to be 21. It's the first time you're ever going to drink.
Yeah, true. Yeah, no, I think you'll be able to do a bunch of good interviews.
Sure.
It seems like it'll be a big community event. You know?
It'd be sick to talk to Brady.
Spring social. Yeah, I mean, you'll catch him at Ghibli.
And the winner.
And the winner. Yeah. And, submit a video. Thank you.
Peace.